Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Oh, doing okay. You know. It actually got nice out today.
Considering it was snowing first thing in the morning.
No.
Did you see snow?
No, I didn't see snow. Did you?
Oh, yeah, it was snowing here.
I wasn't around first thing in the morning.
Well, you were sleeping, of course.
Absolutely.
And that ties right in with our topic for the day, but...
Well, don't let the cat out of the bag yet.
Oh,
everybody knows anyway.
Well, yeah, it's up on
the
website.
It's about cats.
Exactly. Feline friends.
Feline friends, yeah. A gray Saturday.
Yes, it's not Sunday morning at 11 a.m.
Another cat for y'all.
Another cat let out of the bag that we're not doing a live recording because supposedly I'm going golfing in the morning.
Is it going to be nice tomorrow morning?
I don't think so.
Or snow again.
It's supposed to get up to a high of 11, so that sounds good.
Oh. Yeah, that's not bad. If it's sunny, that'll be really nice.
That's what it says on my iPhone. There's a little picture of a sun and number 11, as in Celsius or centigrade.
That just means it's daytime.
Oh, does it? No,
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Because it also had clouds for today. It's cloudy here right now.
Is it?
Yeah, cloudy and overcast.
I think your weather comes from my end, so.
That's nice to know. You are the deliverer of my weather.
Hey, I'm not the deliverer. I'm just the messenger.
And we won't kill you now.
Alrighty.
Anything else going on? I mean, we could talk about your deal with your sleep thing and the detox, but why don't we get into that when we start the... Start the show.
Yeah, that'll tie in with today's topic. So let's get right into the news.
WKBR broadcasts many program genres. Some shows may contain explicit content. Therefore, we must warn that the station is geared towards those 18 and over. However, the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo is clean and welcomes listeners of all ages. The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo, live Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WKBR. A different topic every week, plus world news, tech talk, Sunday morning music mayhem, and the uber-popular Jabber Quote. Big JD and Lippo are also available live at Showtime on Yahoo Messenger. Username, The Jabbercast. The Jabbercast is also a podcast. Subscribe free in iTunes or visit www.thejabbercast.com.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay, what's happening in the world today?
Today.
What have you got for us, Lippo?
It's actually pretty quiet on it for a Saturday. There's plane crashes, of course, and in Pennsylvania there was an acid spill. And did you see Obama on Jay Leno last night?
Nothing but good news from you. Obama. No, I didn't see it, but I heard a lot about it and the controversy and so forth. What do you think about that?
A sitting president going on a talk show?
Yeah.
Well, I think that the times, they are changing, and I think that for what Obama really is, and I think a lot more people are waking up to the whole fact that Obama is just an actor put into place there to deliver the message of the people who are really in charge. And I think that's becoming more clear. And, you know, the media is owned by, you know, the same people who own the banks and who own the oil and all that crap. So the fact that they put an actor on a talk show, that's not anything new. So, and I think the people are getting used to that fact. And if they want to rally around him and make themselves feel good about what's going on, which is basically more of the same stuff that was going on before, because it's the same people in charge. Hey, what a surprise. So it's really no surprise. I think the fact that Obama is such a good talker, and you know, he's, you know, he can be funny if he wants to be funny. He's young, he's hip, you know, he can talk to large demographic groups all at once, and to have him on there is no big deal. Whereas Bush, he was a bumbling, he couldn't talk half the time. He's like me and you, we don't talk very good, but still we have a podcast for some reason. I don't know why, but you know what I mean? Like
he's got a podcast now too.
George Bush?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I doubt it. Like, you know what I mean, though? He wasn't, he couldn't talk as well as you.
Grammar, it's called Grammar Cast.
Yeah, he did his grammar weren't so good.
I think his grammar's worse than mine.
I guaranteed his grammar's worse than yours.
I could do better speeches.
Yes. So, you know, that's why we didn't have Bush on there. He was more of the old school kind of guy who everybody knew he wasn't making any decisions. Cheney was making 20 times more decisions than George Bush ever was.
His wife was making all his decisions.
Well, not all of them, but guaranteed a good portion of them.
Sure.
Yeah.
How about Neeson's wife?
What a tragic story.
Isn't
there.
Isn't that something?
The thing is, it probably happens at least half a dozen times a year.
They find anything else out? Like, I haven't heard anything else after, you know, about whether she had some underlying problem or something.
No,
or
she just died of, what's that called? Endocrinal hematoma?
Did she hit her head?
She hit her head.
Or was it just, she hit it?
She hit her head, and then there was blood that was in between her skull and her brain, and the pressure killed her, basically. Wow. That's what happens. If you have a head injury, that pressure can build up pretty quickly, and they need to relieve it. Usually they end up drilling a hole in the back of your head and they'll let the juice out.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy stuff, but I'm sure that's what they try to do with her, but I think she had gone too far. And we found out that the resort, which is Mont Tremblant in Quebec, one of the biggest, mm-hmm. It is the biggest hill in Eastern Canada. But she was on a bunny hill, by the way. And
yeah, she was taking a lesson, I think.
Yeah, she was taking a lesson on the bunny hill. So, you know, you wouldn't think of that as very dangerous behavior. But she did fall. She did hit her head. So if you hit your head, you know, a trainer or a ski patrol or a guy giving lessons is going to know, oh, she really whacked her head there, you know. She was probably, mm-hmm. Had to gain her composure again. It probably took her a little while. So they probably said, hey, it's our policy that we call an ambulance. So an ambulance actually showed up. And she said, no, I don't need an ambulance. I'm fine. But she stopped skiing right at that point, and she went back to her hotel. And it's that hour or two between that time she said no to that other ambulance that things got really bad.
And another thing, the official amount paid in bonuses, you know, to those AIG employees.
AIG, yeah.
$218 million paid, higher than the $165 million that was thought.
Yeah, I'm sure you know they lowball everything when it comes to that stuff. And just thinking, oh, well, if it's only 168, that ain't going to be that much. But if we told them the real amount, they might freak out. You know, it's a quarter of $1 billion. But if we keep it under two, it's not too bad.
And then did you hear the extra 53? Well, that's nothing.
That's nothing. Can you imagine?
That's just too much. I can't believe it. That's a bonus money.
Oh, yeah, they deserve that. No.
That's their bailout money.
Oh, that's where the money's coming from. The taxpayers are paying for their bonuses. And, of course, AIG looks at it in terms of that's the cost of doing business in this business. We need to retain good talent. But sorry, dudes, that isn't good talent.
So what's going to happen to these guys?
With AIG?
Yeah.
They're not living in the same world as you and I are, Big JD.
Somebody should shoot them.
You can't say that. People on iTunes are going to listen to that. They're going to pull our friggin' podcast off iTunes. You can't be saying
who said that? Who slipped that in there? They should lock them up. Spam only for the next 100 years.
I think just slap them in the face. Everybody gets a turn to slap
them in the wallet. Take their money.
Something. It's
somebody should mug them.
Somebody should mug them.
Anyways, moving on to today's topic, I guess, is sleep.
It's sleep. Did you get enough sleep last night, Big JD?
Did I get enough sleep?
Yes.
No, I didn't get enough sleep. I only got a few hours sleep.
Did you want to read the blurb on the Jabbercast like you normally
on the schedule page is the importance of sleep. Do you dread going to bed? Want to stay up as late as you can? Do you want to sleep in as late as you can? Do you hit the snooze button 10 times in the morning? Do you get enough sleep? And how much is enough? We're going to talk about all these things on today's show. You don't want to miss sleeping through this show.
You don't want to miss sleeping through the show. You don't want to miss this show by sleeping.
But
don't fall asleep while you're listening to the show. Go grab a cup of coffee this morning and enjoy it. Well, it depends on when you're listening to this. You could be listening to this at 3 o'clock in the morning because you can't sleep.
That's right. It's talk radio on the go.
Yep. Time shifting. But if you want, you can listen to the Jabbercast live at 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday mornings on WKBR.ca.
Nice plug.
Well, I just want to let people know. And if you're going to do that, the only advantage to doing that, I think, is you can talk to us while we're doing it.
Like under normal circumstances,
yes.
Yeah.
And to do that, you go on Yahoo Messenger or MSN Messenger, and our username is TheJabberCast. Hook us up, and we'll see you in there, and add your 2 cents to the show.
While we're at it, you can always visit the Jabbercast website at www.thejabbercast.com, and you can email us from there at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or you can leave us a message by
using the My Chingo widget, which is on the contact page. You click the little record message now, and you're taken to a place where it's all you got to do is talk on your computer, just like I'm doing right now.
As a matter of fact, I think it's kind of neat sometimes to mention how we actually do this. And we're doing this remotely.
Yes, we're not in the same room.
I like telling people that, because I think it's pretty cool, actually. We're not in the same room. We're not in the same cities.
No, I'm not in a city at all.
That's right. We're actually using Skype to converse, and each recording our own separate files, and then we put them together after, mesh them.
Otherwise known as a?
Remote show. What?
Doubleheader.
So today's show is on sleep.
Sure. And what is your deal with sleep right now? Normally you sleep pretty good, don't you?
I normally sleep good, yeah. We're actually, Lana and I are detoxing right now. We're doing the cleansing thing, and we went 100% raw.
So you've been off cocaine for how long now?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So we're having only raw fruits and vegetables. Nothing's cooked, and everything is organic. And going through the detox process is... It can really take a toll on you. It's can give you, well, it will give you a headache for sure. I think no matter who does it. And they're very strong migraine type of headache. You can get sick. Not sick, but I mean, like, you know, you could actually toss your cookies and, you know,
but you're not eating cookies. You're only eating organic, uncooked stuff.
Well, the cookies are organic. No, I'm just kidding. No cookies. And it really takes a toll on you, but it's cleansing. It's actually getting rid of the toxins. And what happens is, you know, the toxins are leaving where they normally are, your organs, and they get in your bloodstream, and they're shifting all over the place to get out, and they come out in many different ways.
Well, there's the sweat and excrement and pee. What, yeah. Is there anything else? Your breath, sometimes?
Even your... Oh, you can have bad breath from it. You can, you know, your nose can run and...
Oh, right.
You can break out in sort of rashy stuff on your body. All these different things. And it's as bad as it sounds, it's actually a good thing. But you can do things to slow that process down by having less herbs, maybe not making such a drastic change right away. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the problem with the sleep thing is that these toxins can affect your nerves, and they build up in some of the large parts in your body, like your legs, and they can affect your lower back. And that's the thing that was going on with us, was the lower back thing. And it affects your sciatic nerves, you know, in your butt and the back of your legs and that. And it makes it really difficult just laying there to sleep when your muscles are contracted. You really don't feel it, or if you're up or you're walking around, that kind of thing. It's not bad, but laying down at night is brutal. So I'm like from room to room, floor, bed, couch, you know, just trying to get comfortable anywhere I can, and I end up getting only a few hours of sleep. And having only a few hours of sleep at my age, well, actually they say when you get older that you don't need as much sleep as you did. Did you ever hear that?
Well, yeah, and your body tells you that because it produces less melatonin as well, which is one of the hormones that your body produces at night to help you go to sleep and help you sleep through the night. Actually, it gets produced all during the night. So as you get older, your body produces melatonin because it knows... It produces less melatonin as you get older. Mm-hmm. And because it knows that your physical demands on your body are going to be less, or should be less.
Right.
So it reacts accordingly. But but there's a lot of other stuff that helps you go to sleep as well. There's certain foods you can eat and not eating at all and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about ways that might help people sleep, ways that may help you stay awake if you so choose not to sleep.
I don't think that's a good idea.
The importance of sleep. Sleep is essential for a person's health and well-being, according to the National Sleep Foundation. Yet millions of people do not get enough sleep, and many suffer from lack of sleep. For example, surveys conducted by the NSF, 1999 and 2004, reveal that at least 40 million Americans suffer from over 70 different sleep disorders, and 60% of adults report having sleep problems a few nights a week or more. Wow, that's a lot. And that's a lot of sleep disorders. I couldn't begin to name all those disorders.
No, that's crazy. That's unbelievable, really.
Unhealthy conditions and disorders and diseases can also cause sleep problems. So there's some sleep disorders themselves that can cause you not to be able to sleep. Pathological sleepiness, insomnia. Those are just a couple of the regular sleep disorders. Accidents.
I used to have
wetting
those.
The bed.
Yeah. That's not what you're talking about.
No, but I think trauma of any kind, you know, maybe being in a car accident or, you know, different kinds of accident. Maybe you fell and broke something and that could cause you enough stress not to be able to sleep. Hypertension, elevated cardiovascular risks like stroke, right. Emotional disorders. If you're depressed, maybe a bipolar disorder. Things like this will affect your sleeping. Obesity, metabolic syndrome, and diabetes. Having diabetes can take a toll on your sleep as well. Thing is, though, that people with some of these disorders, they're the ones that really need the sleep the most. I mean, not because they're not getting it only, but because of the fact that, you know, they have maybe a disease or a disorder. They need rest.
Absolutely.
So that's really important. And then alcohol and drug abuse can be another reason why, you know, people aren't sleeping. Stress seems to be the number one cause of short-term sleeping difficulties. That's according to sleep experts. I can certainly see that.
For sure.
Caffeine in the afternoon or evening. It's another thing that will put a damper on your sheep counting.
That's for sure. I've made that mistake before.
Traveling?
Traveling always affects my sleeping as well. My whole body, really. Gets me irregular, jet as it will. Have you ever heard of hypersomnia?
Hypersomnia?
Yeah. Inappropriately falling asleep. Narcolepsy is a type of hypersomnia. Yeah. And then there's parasomnias, which...
That's when you get two of them.
Activities during sleep, for example, sleepwalking and having sleep terrors.
I just saw a sleepwalking dog on television.
Yeah, that's going around, that viral one where he's running like crazy, big dog too.
Yeah, going crazy, and he runs into the wall.
Yeah. Aww. That's
what, and I also saw, I don't know if it was on there, did you see that?
Yeah,
on
I saw TV? It. I didn't see it TV. I saw it a couple months ago on YouTube or something.
How about environmental factors? A room that's too hot or too cold, too noisy, too bright?
Yes. It's always good to be dark, I think. Even though I have to admit there's sometimes when I go to sleep where I feel comforted for some reason when my wife is reading next to me and she leaves her light on. She always goes, do you want me to turn the light off? Yeah, I see you're going to sleep. And I go, no. The light is, I like it sometimes.
Yeah, isn't it funny? It depends. I mean, you know, you could be at home and want it to be the quietest place and the darkest place yet. You know, the best place I found that to fall asleep was at work.
Nice.
Isn't it easy to fall asleep there? With all the noise and the machines and the line running and everything?
When I'm on days, I go lay down in a van every day at lunch for 20 minutes that they give us for lunch.
And especially lunch.
50% of the time, I actually fall asleep. Like asleep. I wake up, I'm like, I feel pretty good.
Especially when I work midnights. I can sleep like nothing at work. And it was like, you know, while the line was fully running and everything, you sit down and I just like doze off. That sound puts me to sleep.
Yeah, it's calming in a way. Constant. Rhythmic.
But of course, many of those things can be a barrier to sound sleep. Interruptions from children, other family members, perhaps. Disrupt your sleep.
Yeah. So when you have a kid, that's a killer on your sleep pattern, that's for sure. You always got to make sure you train the kid to sleep when you want to sleep and make sure the kid doesn't train you, that's for sure.
That leads into having a lie beside someone who has a different sleep preferences, snoring, someone else that can't fall asleep or stay asleep. And that was my problem last night, tossing and turning. And once Lana got up to go sleep somewhere else, and I'm like, no, I'll go somewhere else, like sleep, you know, you got to work.
Oh, that's nice of her. So when did she go in?
Oh, she goes in at 4 in the morning.
And does she have a pretty regular sleep pattern?
For her, it is. She comes home at noon, sleep for about 4 hours, and then get up for a while, and then go back to bed, sleep another 4 hours before work. Her sleep's broken up, but that's the way it is, because she goes to school during the day. So, oh, how about a 24/7 lifestyle? Maybe out partying, and, you know, maybe working a couple different jobs. That could hamper your sleep.
Well, just like you said, Lana, she's going to school and working.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's I guess, I mean, your biological clock gets used to whatever you have to do, I guess, but...
Do you think that takes years off your life, or do you think it's hard on a
person? I don't really think it's all that healthy, because it's just not the normal way, but I mean, when your body's trained to be that way, I suppose it'll work, you know what I mean? But
right.
I think we were just meant to be on the schedule with along with night and day, up in the day and sleep in the night.
Yeah. Not many people that I talk to enjoyed being on a midnight shift.
Mm-hmm.
Most people I hear, they say, well, I just don't get enough sleep. And they're somewhat miserable because of it.
Some of them like it.
But yet there's some people that like it. And I have to think those are people who have no children or are bachelors entirely. They just live by themselves.
Sure.
Which seems to be a pretty common theme at work. People just can't live with other people.
We're going to take a break.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30, incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all in the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lipple. Visit thejabbercast.com.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lipo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
And we're back. You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lipo.
Yes. Hopefully you downloaded this and you're subscribed to the Jabbercast through iTunes.
Right. iTunes are your favorite, what are those things called again? Aggregator?
Podcast aggregator.
Only been doing this for a couple days.
I know. What's up with that?
I can't think straight.
Well, I wonder why.
I'm under a lot of pressure.
You're not sleeping. Well, let me tell you a little bit more about melatonin, because you can buy melatonin in the drugstore and in nutritional supplemental stores. It's a hormone produced in the pineal gland. Are you familiar with the pineal gland?
Mm-hmm. That's where they get the bacon.
Yeah, Canadian bacon.
Right.
It's a small gland in the brain that helps regulate sleep and wake cycles. Very small amounts of melatonin are found in foods such as meats and grains and fruits and vegetables, but it's also available as a dietary supplement, though it has no known nutritional value. Your body has its own internal clock that helps regulate your natural cycle of sleeping and waking hours, or is called the circadian rhythm. In part by controlling the production of melatonin. That's how it does this regulating. Normally, melatonin levels begin to rise in the mid to late evening and remain high for most of the night, and then they decline in the early morning hours. Natural melatonin production is particularly affected by light. So during shorter days of the winter months, melatonin production may start earlier or more often later. This can change. This change can lead to some symptoms of seasonal affective disorder or winter depression. And I know there's some winters that I sometimes feel part of that as well. And I think a lot of it has to do with the lack of vitamin D as well, because since you're not out in the sun as much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where humans get most of their vitamin D, is from the sun. Natural melatonin levels decline gradually with age, and some older adults produce very small amounts of melatonin or none at all. So why is melatonin used as a dietary supplement? it's often used to treat jet lag or sleep problems like insomnia. Scientists are also looking at other possible effective uses for melatonin, including treating seasonal affective disorder, helping regulate sleep for people who work evenings or nights like we were talking about, preventing or reducing problems with sleeping or confusion after surgery. And that's an interesting use. And reducing chronic cluster headaches, which is another interesting thing as well. Because I hear that taking medicine with caffeine can make it more effective. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, that's it's a stimulant, and it helps it to get in your system faster. That's why a lot of medications have caffeine. I mean, there's caffeine in Excedrin, a lot of the extra strength medications. But yeah, they put it in medications for that purpose.
And that's another thing that you you had a pretty daily dose of caffeine as well, eh?
Almost without realizing it, really. I mean, I drink coffee very seldom. I have coffee, and I drink decaf coffee when I have it, and usually it's only on Sundays or...
When you meet somebody at Tim Hortons.
Yeah, either that or, I mean, I like a coffee and a bagel on a Sunday. And it's decaf, though. You know, when I have coffee anywhere, it's decaf coffee if I make it here. But I drink a lot of green tea, and I'm going to say at least a dozen cups of tea a day. Like, you know, maybe 15, maybe 20.
That's
anyway,
a lot.
You don't realize how much caffeine's in it. I mean, I'll drink tea and go to bed. You know, that's how much I'm just used to drinking the tea. But when you detox and have to get the caffeine out of your system, you know, that has a lot to do with, you know, the withdrawal that you go through. And people don't realize, you know, just people that drink pop or drink coffee. And some people say, well, I only have one coffee in the morning every day. You know what I mean? Well, it's you don't realize it, but you're addicted to caffeine to some degree. And
absolutely.
When you have to get that out of your system, that's when the problem will arise. And that's when you'll see just, you know, what it does to your system and how much you rely on it.
And you just thought it was the heroin addicts who had it bad.
Yeah, I had it worse than them.
Yeah, and alcoholics are the same way too. When they dry out, they go through the same kind of withdrawal, they call it.
Sure, anything. Smokers too. The initial phase is the hardest part to get through for probably any of those diseases or ailments or illnesses or whatnot. Just like this, detoxing. I mean, the first night was just the worst. It's brutal. If you can get through the first night, then you're on your way, you know. But the first couple of days are pretty bad. And, you know, just depending on how quick you change everything around, how long it'll be. But that's another show, the detox show.
The detox show, sure. That sounds like a good one.
We haven't done anything like that. And that's I don't know if you realize, but just how important detox is for people. It's extremely important. Most people don't know it, realize it, or just never do it. Never, ever, never, never. Don't even think of doing it or wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that for like a month. But it is a good thing. And especially if, you know, for me, who I was taking like Demerol for I don't know how long because of what happened with my back and everything. And I had all that crap in me. I got to get rid of it.
So, yeah. And those were times you were going from the couch to the floor.
Yeah,
to the
then bed too. Yeah. I'm doing the same thing again now, getting rid of it.
That's got to screw a guy up.
It does. I got to say. So where do we go from here? What's next?
Bed.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Would you like to host your own program? Contact the station manager here at WKBR. All it takes is music, a microphone, and a broadband internet connection. And you can broadcast from anywhere in the world. Of course, you will need a software program to broadcast, but the station can steer you in the right direction for everything you need to get started. Visit WKBR.ca to host your very own music or talk radio program. That's WKBR.ca. Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
I was actually going to choose a song that is really cool by a heavy band from Florida called Savatage, and it's called Sleep. And I really dig the tune, and that's what I wanted to use as my choice. But if anyone gets a chance to check that out, you know, if you like rock music or hard rock music, check out Savatage's Sleep. But I chose to go with the Beatles, I'm Only Sleeping.
Shake me, leave me where I am. I'm only
And there you heard the Beatles.
I'm only sleeping. Yeah. I use my iPhone to wake me up for an alarm.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
I made a ringtone or whatever you want to call it, an alarm tone. I'm only sleeping.
That's my favorite Beatles song.
I made it specifically for that purpose, to be something that I would wake up to.
That's a great tune, man.
Yeah, and it's a George Harrison tune, if I'm not mistaken.
Harrison? No. Oh, I don't know if he wrote it, but he didn't sing it. That's John Lennon.
Yeah, of course it's John Lennon. There was an awkward silence there.
of course there was awkward silence there.
I'm only sleeping. That's from the Beatles. Yeah, cool stuff, Big JD.
And we'll be back after this.
If you're in need of professional animation, look no further. ShaunToon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. ShaunToon.com. Sean Watkins is a cartoon designer and animator. He's an extremely gifted artist specializing in 2D flash animation. From web banners to cartoons for television, Sean is ready to take your project to the next level. He's also illustrated many children's books. For the web, for television, for your business, ShaunToon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. ShaunToon.com. An affiliate of Giggle Button Entertainment.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on the All Talk Radio Network, streaming internet radio from Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
You want to continue on with types of sleep?
Types of sleep, okay. On your back, on your stomach, on your side? What other types of sleep are there?
Because basically your body has two different kinds of sleep. There is the sleep that you get that will regenerate and make you feel good the next day. There's that kind of sleep. Mm-hmm. And then there's the kind of sleep that helps you develop memories. And I have to think that is where you get most of your rapid eye movement. I'm not positive about that, because we know that rapid eye movement usually means you're having dreams.
Right. Well, rapid eye movement, or REM, what they term it, is a type of sleep. REM sleep is the dream state, and it's a lighter sleep, actually. It's not a deep, deep sleep. In a deep, deep sleep, you won't dream. So REM is actually a sleep.
So I'd have to think that the REM then is the type of sleep that helps you develop memories.
Sure. That's the type of sleep that you'd want to be in for dreaming, for meditation type, you know what I mean? Those kinds of things, when you, fall asleep to Silva method stuff, you could dream about things, you know what I mean?
Right. Are you going back to that, or is there more to that than what you've taken? Or
it's just, you know what? It's I just really don't have time to keep doing it. Hopefully I do soon. And same with Lana. Like, she really wants to do it as well, like all the time. And there's a lot of reason to do it, you know, with all the things that are going on, and things are going on around us and with other people. And it's very helpful to other people around you, you know, and it's a time thing.
Of course.
But it's one of the things that you should make time for. Just like sleep.
Well, it's some type of meditation. You mean doing these exercises that you're talking about? These,
yeah. The most important things in your life that you should make time for, I think, are things like that. You know, spiritual type things, and exercising, and eating right, or cleansing, and those are the kinds of things that, I mean, that's what's gonna, you know, that's optimally gonna keep you as healthy as you can be for as long as you can be. And same with sleep. I mean, making time for sleep. Have a sleep regimen. You know. Don't just go to bed when you want to. That's important.
But you don't have time for all that.
No, it just seems I don't even have time to sleep. I just don't have time to do everything. And the Silva thing is just one thing that I need to make time for that. And it's occasions like this when I'm reminded that I'm going to try and make a change.
You can be a better person, Big JD.
Oh, no. You can't get better than me. No, I'm kidding. Like you mentioned about the states of sleep, and that's what you're basically talking about, right? States of sleep?
Yeah, the two types of sleep there are, yes. Mm-hmm. What else I want to mention was restless leg syndrome.
Ooh, yeah.
Have you ever been struck by this before?
No, Lana gets that, though. She kind of moves a lot when she's sleeping.
There are drugs that we can take to supposedly help that out. But I'm just wondering, restless leg syndrome, and you were talking about how your legs have to have pressure in them as you're detoxing and stuff like that. I'm wondering if there's any connection between restless leg syndrome and the amount of toxins in your muscles.
I suppose that's a possibility. I don't know that she would have an overabundance of toxins, and that would be why. You'd have to look into actually, do you have information on restless leg syndrome there? What it actually is? What do you got?
What do you got? I am on WebMD, which is a great resource for all medical stuff that I find. They say that there's many different reasons, like diabetes can be one cause of restless leg syndrome. Also, the lack of dopamine in your system can cause restless leg syndrome as well. And a lot of women, after their pregnancy is done and they've had their children, that's another reason. That's another group of people who often have restless leg syndrome. And I guess iron deficiency anemia is also another. A lot of the same people have the same problem as well. Dopamine agonists such as ropinam. No, I don't have anything else. That's it.
That's enough.
Oh, there's a next page.
Okay.
No, I'm done.
All right, let's take a break now, and we'll come back with some helpful hints on how to get a good night's sleep.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com.
The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo, Sunday mornings, 11 a.m., Eastern Standard Time, WKBR.ca. According to sleep researchers, a night's sleep is divided into five continually shifting stages, defined by types of brain waves that reflect either lighter or deeper sleep, like you were talking about. And toward morning, there's an increase in rapid eye movement or REM sleep. And I think that happens when you first fall asleep as well. And then you slip into that deep state. When the muscles are relaxed and dreaming occurs, and recent memories may be consolidated in the brain. And the experts say that hitting a snooze alarm over and over again to wake up is not the best way to feel rested. And
really?
That's a given, I guess. But you know what? What's kind of neat about that is that if you do hit the snooze alarm over and over, you probably dream more.
Yes.
You know, like in the morning, you fall asleep again and you start dreaming right away. I think that's pretty cool.
Do you think that you just remember your dreams more because you're awake so close to the time you're actually having a dream? Because you just keep waking up, you're just in, well, you would know about that more than anybody, is that being in that state, you know, you have to go to the state that you have to be in to start dreaming. And it's interesting that within that 9 minutes, you can go into that place and then come back out and you remember, you know, I'm not exactly sure how long a dream lasts. Like there's some dreams that you say, gee, I was like sleeping for like at least 4 hours. The story is just so long and I had to go to so many places. It had to be 4 hours long. Meanwhile, it seemed like it could have been like a minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You could feel like you just dreamt a whole movie and it was just between 10 minute snooze alarms even.
Dreamt a whole movie. That's interesting that you put those things together. A movie and a
dream. My dreams are like crazy. Movies. Certain therapies like cognitive behavioral therapy teach people how to recognize and change patterns of thought and behavior to solve their problems. And I guess recently this type of therapy has been shown to be very effective in getting people to fall asleep and conquer insomnia. There's actually, you know, all kinds of help for people that can't sleep. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't want to rely on medication.
Not for too long, no. But I thought we were going to be talking more about what are good ideas to help people go to sleep.
Yeah, the things that you can do on your own, basically. Keeping a regular sleep-wake schedule, like I mentioned earlier. Some type of sleep regimen, you know. You're going to go to bed at a certain time every night, and you're going to stay in bed until such and such a time, even if you haven't gotten that great of a night's sleep, to stay there, you know, and hopefully that your body gets used to, you know, being in bed for that length of time, you know, in the same routine. And that should help you to, you know, sleep better or eventually have some type of a regular sleep pattern. Not drinking caffeine, you know, 4 to 6 hours before bed, or minimize your daytime use of it. So right. We kind of touched on that, the caffeine thing, not to have it so, you know, later in the evening. Smoking, especially near bedtime, or if you awake in the night, not to smoke. I guess smoking can hamper your sleep.
No kidding.
Can it, though? I mean, I don't know. Tobacco? Is it, are there caffeine in cigarettes?
I'll bet you there is. But yeah. Nicotine alone, I mean, that's just kind of...
Well, they say, I mean, people drink, smoke a lot of times to calm their nerves. You would think that, you know, I'll have a cigarette and relax and then I can go back to sleep. So, but I think that just as bad as it is for you, I think it can help people to sleep just because that's what they're trained. You know, I don't think it's the best thing, obviously, but
no.
They're trained to do that, you know, just like the person that, you know, when I was younger, I used to drink a lot of coffee and I would have coffee in bed and go to sleep. Never decaf. I mean, but I just drank coffee all the time and it didn't bother me at all. Never. Coffee to me was never, or tea was never anything that was to wake me up. It was always a relaxing thing, you know, and I associated with that. And when you associate things, you know, with certain other things, then that's just the way that it is for you. Get regular exercise. That can help. And they say not to exercise late in the evening if you've got to sleep at, you know, some time close to after you exercised. You want to do that preferably first thing in the morning or sometime early in the day. But exercise is a good way to be relaxed later in the day.
Yeah, I think that is a huge thing right there. To have some kind of physical activity is always going to help you fall asleep.
It poops you out. Now, minimize noise, light, and excessive hot and cold temperatures where you sleep. So again, some of the things that we did talk about earlier, but those are things
like
that...
Do you like a cold room or a warm room to fall asleep in?
I honestly prefer it cool. If I need to be warm, I'll put stuff on, use the covers, whatever, but I like a cool room. I don't mind a window open. I don't mind a cool breeze, or you know what I mean?
Right, so you don't mind if your head gets cool?
Not really. I can throw covers over that if I want to, or wear a toque. Sometimes I wear a hoodie just to put the hood up. Oh, yeah.
In your bed?
Oh, yeah. I'm loaded, man. Pajamas tucked into the socks. The works.
No.
Yeah. Try to wake up without an alarm clock. That's something that they say can help you sleep or sleep better because you're concentrative on sleeping and sleeping to a certain time.
Right.
That's an odd one.
I like that idea. I kind of, as I've been getting used to getting up earlier in the day as opposed to, like, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning, I find I feel better knowing that I get up at the same time. Mm-hmm. Even though it's earlier than I think I would like to be getting up, but I get up anyway, and I definitely feel better for it, and I for sure fall asleep a lot easier when I go to bed at night just by regularly getting up at the same time without a clock. Just get up out of bed and get going, start your day.
And the last point I have here is attempt to go to bed earlier every night for a certain period. And this will ensure that you're getting enough sleep, you know, like go to bed earlier and you have all that much more time to spend there in bed. And, you know, hopefully you get some extra sleep. And especially if it's, you know, needed sleep because you haven't been, just go to bed a little earlier.
Yeah, for some people that just is not an option.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Do you have anything for Tech Talk today?
You caught me really off guard there. You just came up on me. Boom.
Well, I've got something called ReWalk by Argo Medical Technologies. I'd have to look again to see where these guys here contact us are actually located, because apparently it was somebody in Israel that developed it. Oh, it is too, yeah. Somebody in Israel developed this technology called ReWalk to get paraplegics, people that can't walk, out of a wheelchair and into this more like a walking type of machine. Brings mobility face to face with society. ReWalk, the first commercially viable upright walking assistance tool, enables wheelchair users with lower limb disabilities to stand, walk, and even climb stairs. For potentially millions of wheelchair users, ReWalk delivers a new perspective on the world on themselves and on life. It's pretty amazing. They just look like the, you know, the Forrest Gump things that you put on your, it's sort of a whole body kind of thing. It seems to strap around the top of you and around your midsection and then your legs, and it's like a, some kind of a heavy duty splint thing, you know, where your legs seem to stay straight. I'm not sure how they get up the stairs exactly. There's actually a video on the site here I'd have to take a look at to see if they actually could bend their leg, but from what I see them walking, their legs stay stiff and straight. But and then you have the arm, you know, the two canes that attach to your forearms, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They can get up out of the chair and walk. Control processes. Utilizing sophisticated algorithms, upper body motions are analyzed and used to trigger them and maintain walk patterns and other modes of operation, such as stair climbing and shifting from sitting to standing, leaving the hands free for self-support and for other functions. So it's pretty amazing. And if anybody wants to check that out, it's argomedtech.com. That's argomedtech.com.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good piece of tech news there.
Sure.
I was just coming across something on Engadget. There already been countless advances in the always exciting field of robot muscles.
Yeah.
A lot of people believe that, you know, robots are going to definitely be a part of our daily life. But a team of researchers from the University of Texas have now made what appears to be a considerable leap forward, which they say could allow for performance characteristics that have not been previously obtained. The key to that is an entirely new material. That's the whole thing that's new here. That's comprised of ribbons of tangled nanotubes, which can expand its width by 220% when a voltage is applied and return to its original shape in just milliseconds when the voltage is removed. What's more, the material is not only stronger than steel and stiffer than a diamond, but it's able to withstand an extreme range of temperatures from minus 196 Celsius to 1,538 degrees Celsius. Yeah, which could allow robots equipped with the muscles to operate with ease in a wide variety of off-world colonies or harsh environments. Head on past the break for demonstration of the material in non-robot form.
That's pretty incredible, the fact that it's electricity that stimulates its movement, its stretching, its widening.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, just let you know that there's people working on some pretty crazy stuff as far as robots go.
People working on pretty crazy stuff all over the place.
It's the people working on robot intelligence that we got to be worried about, I think. But anyway,
we're going to go see Steve and Larry. This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, your fine purveyors of insomniac pills and other sleep helpers.
Insomniatic robotics.
Yeah. You got sleep apnea? Go see Steve and Larry. They got a thing you stick down your throat and it's
whoa, clears your brain. Whoa. Keep you up all night.
Yeah, well, no, it keeps you breathing all night.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, what's the quote this week, Big JD?
Stick something down your throat and keep you breathing all night. It just doesn't seem possible. In any case. Okay, people who say they sleep like a baby usually don't have one.
That's a good one. Do we have anybody that we attribute that quote to?
No, I took everybody's names off them because I didn't recognize them. I think it was just average Joes. But I got a couple more that are pretty good. I thought they were kind of cute and amusing, so I have a few of them. Life is something that happens when you can't get to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
There is no snooze button on a cat who wants breakfast.
Yeah, there is. It's at the end of your foot.
We're going to have the, what are they called? PET all over us?
PET's going to be, I would never kick a cat. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. And my favorite one out of the few that I found here was, no day is so bad it can't be fixed with a nap.
Absolutely. Great sage wisdom there, I'll tell you.
So
Nap changes your whole perspective.
There you have it. And now that the Jabbercast is over for the week, everybody can go take their nap, and we can let listeners know all of what we have coming up next week for them. And that's moving. No, not your dance moves. Moving to a new town, city, state, country. What's it like to move when you're a kid or a teen or an adult? And when your work takes you away or your family has to relocate, we look at moving.
You should be pretty good at this.
Yeah, I've moved here and there.
To get my brother on the show, he's the guy who's moved the most that I know of anybody.
Oh, yeah? Get us a little interview.
An interview about moving.
Has he got kids and everything?
He had kids. I mean, there's adults now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Your brother, Uncle Mike. Wow. Never thought of that. Your sister doesn't have kids, does she?
My sister does not have kids, okay. No. Out of all of us, she's the only one who did not reproduce.
Uncle Lippo.
Which is fine. I am Uncle Mike. Uncle Mike. No. Well, to my friend's kids, I'm Uncle Lippo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know how that works, eh?
Sure.
Oh, there's Uncle Lippo.
Yeah.
Because you want your kids to feel safe around you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, we're moving next week. Is that the deal?
That's right. We're moving next week. And until then, enjoy your naps.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
And that's a wrap.